Remember that, don't we, starlight, star bright? When we pray together as a community of faith, we are all individually remembering our friends and neighbors, and we ask you, you know, to share your prayer concerns with us, and we want to lift those up in our daily prayers and when we pray together here in the sanctuary. There are some listed that we're lifting up in prayer in our church family, and those that are homebound, and those who need special healing. I'll share also at this time joys of our congregation, and I'll share for Michelle that we are extremely happy that her dad had his last cancer treatment on Friday, and so he's got a rough, as everyone knows who's been through that, he's got a rough few weeks coming up. But we're looking forward to visiting them after Christmas in Georgia, since they can't come to see us. Michelle's friend Vaughn Schmidt also got a report this week that gives him a lot of hope, and so we celebrate that as well. Do you have joys and concerns that you would share today? Yes, ma'am.
Hello, this is Carolyn Putnam, and I have a joy to share. Tomorrow is a very special birthday celebration for my mother, Barbara Good.
Well, you'll be paying for that later. I didn't know exactly what to say. Isn't that right, Barbara Jean? Anyone else? Let's pray together. Merciful God, it's beyond our understanding. It's hard for us to put it into words. The joy that we share because you came to be among us. The birth of your Son, a light that still shines and shows us your glory, is one we celebrate. Accept our worship, O God, that comes from our hearts filled with awe and wonder. And Lord Jesus Christ, as we prepare to celebrate, we confess that sometimes we get too busy with festivities to take time to think about all that your coming means. Help us to love one another and to sacrifice for one another and to put our celebrations in their proper place. We thank you, Lord God, for creating the world and sending your Son to redeem it, and we thank you that he became human and gave so much for us. You are among us, Lord. We ask you to comfort and heal your people, to celebrate birthdays and special occasions with us, O God, so that we all may know the wholeness of spirit that you desire for us. There are among us and all around the world, those who are suffering in body and mind, we ask you to be with those. And be with our students as they finish their last days of the semester, and teachers. And if they have a long journey home, keep them safe, O God. We remember also in this time those serving in the military who cannot be home for the holidays. Father, keep them and all of us in your hands. Amen. Do you have any idea what the most common phrase in the Bible is? Have you ever heard anyone talk about that or think about it? At least one of the most prolific in the Bible, listed the most times, is fear not. Don't fear, different derivations of don't be afraid. You can think of five or six in your mind right now, can't you? Fear not. It is a lot of those times accompanied by God's promise to be with you. Fear not, for I am with you. We're going to look at today, as we get back into this Be Here Now, the 23rd Psalm. We are going to think about this as a product of David, the author's accumulated experience with God. Think about this as the summary of David's experience with God. No matter what difficulties or scary situations he had faced, one thing was constant for David. He knew God was there. God was fully present. That's what we're talking about when we say, be here now. Times when we should really fully be present, and we're not. Times when we actually are present to each other. We're going to read the psalm in a moment, but before we do, I want you to be thinking about this as you are reading along on the screen or listening to it. Think about this bold statement that David makes when he says, he will fear no evil. David says, I will fear no evil. And that is based on the fact that he knows that God will be with him. Because I know sometimes in our own lives, we can become disillusioned. We can think maybe God's not there. We can be in a situation where we want to cry for help. But David tells us God is not inattentive. God is there. God is with you. Now the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The word of God for the people of God. Have you ever been all alone like that somewhere? It can be awkward, can't it? Maybe you may have also noticed someone who looked like they were that alone in a social situation or even at a party like that gentleman was. And sometimes we feel it, you know, down in our bones, and we we reach out to people like that, and we try to engage them and help them to join in with what's going on around them. The truth is, when we listen to David in the 23rd Psalm, we are reminded that none of us is ever alone. When we have the kind of relationship David did with God. Because one of the key messages of the psalm, there's no doubt, is that we are loved beyond measure. God loves you beyond anything you can even imagine. And David tells us, you can trust God. And because of that love that God gives you unconditionally, and because you can trust God, then you don't have to fear anything. You don't have to fear a social situation that you feel all alone in. Because God will be there with you, and because God will send people to help engage you in situations like that. And maybe you'll make a new friend if you are open to that. We can't allow ourselves or our friends and neighbors to feel all alone in a crowd of people. God calls us constantly to go and do some kind of ministry or mission. And in some situations, it's seeing a lonely person and engaging them and talking to them. You know, all throughout the Bible, there are these statements, you know, do not fear, you are not alone. David talks about it here in the 23rd Psalm, but he also talked about it in Psalm 139 when he said, you know, where can I go and get away from you, O God, and your Spirit? And then in that scripture in Psalm 139, David lists a whole bunch of escape routes to try to get away from God. He says, I can go up into heaven and you are there. I can make my bed in the worst place in the world and behold, you're there too. He says, I can climb the highest mountain or go as far out at sea as I can and you're there too. There's no escape from God. Isaiah wrote in the 43rd chapter, have no fear, for God has redeemed you and called you by name. And then he goes on to say, you are mine, and when you're in the water, I am with you. And when you're in the river, I am there. And if you walk on fire, you're not going to get burnt, because I'll be there too. And in Isaiah, it says, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. And Paul writes about this too. Paul understands this idea. Paul said in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17, God is not far from everyone. And Paul taught this idea in everything he did. God is always going to be there. God is not far from everyone. He is with you in all the ways that you live and move and have your being. And in modern times, many, many people have testified to God being in the furthest places in the world. Explorers will go to new places in this world that we live in, like John Franklin, who led the expedition, Sir John Franklin, to try to find the Northwest Passage. And when he was way, way away from all the people of the world, he wrote that he found the Lord walking on the water. Ernest Shackleton, you've heard of the explorer Ernest Shackleton, he testified that the Lord was there even in Antarctica, in the icy wastes of Antarctica. And there's another one called Sir Greenfell, who felt the hand of God on his expedition, guiding them and steering the ship that they were in through this bad storm. And we lost one of the greats this past week, John Glenn. John Glenn, the astronaut, who was looking out the window of his capsule, and he said to look out at this kind of creation and not believe in God is to me impossible. There have been all kinds of missionaries and explorers, and they all testify, just like the Bible does, to God being there with them. And I don't think that all of these people are deluded, and I don't think that they can all have the same hallucination. I believe very strongly that indeed God is with us wherever we go. God is right here alongside you in the pew. And God is there when there is someone who looks like they are all alone in a social situation, and something inside of you moves you to reach out to them. Or you are that person. And God sends someone to lift your spirits. There's an old custom in a certain coastal town in England. When the ship is about to set sail, the captain would say to his crew, "Are we all here? Are we all here?" And they would say, "Yes, sir, and in God's care." And then the captain would say, "Is there then anything to fear?" And they would say, "No, sir, nothing." And these sailors set sail, and you know, years ago, it was much more dangerous to set sail into uncharted waters and not know where you're going. And I'm thinking of that metaphor for us because we are sailing into a celebration of the birth of our Savior, and then we'll be sailing into a new year, and we will be sailing into uncharted waters, new places in our lives in this time that is to come. And so I ask you, is there anything to fear? Your response is, "No, sir, nothing." Let's do that together. Let's do that. Is there anything to fear?
No, sir, nothing.
You know, we never walk alone. We never go to a party alone. We never go anywhere alone. That's the essence of the good news. That was the essence of the good news over 2,000 years ago, and that's the essence of the life that we live now. And we say that with a surge, and we should feel a surge of joy. How can we but rejoice when we know that God is wherever we are going to be in whatever situation we will find ourselves? God is going to be there to walk with you, to hold your hand, to carry you. We are a blessed people. How can we ever be alone in that kind of company? Fear not, I am with you always. Amen.